Last week at the OpenStack Summit in Hong Kong, I spoke with a number of Red Hat engineers regarding their role on the OpenStack project. This is a short interview with Dan Rades, and I'll let him tell you what he does.
My name is Dan Rades. I'm a senior software engineer at Red Hat, and I lead the team that we call the OpenStack Lab Team. And our team is tasked with maintaining some clusters both inside of Red Hat and outside of Red Hat. We do lots of development inside of Red Hat on OpenStack clusters, so someone needs to run those clusters. And my team builds out and makes sure that that hardware continues running and that the software on the hardware is running, and we kind of manage that. So we have a smaller cluster inside of Red Hat that we use specifically for development that the OpenStack team uses, and then we have a much larger cluster that we're installing right now that has 220 nodes in it that will be for all kinds of different facets of OpenStack to develop on. You know, we're going to slice a little bit up of it for OOO, we're going to slice a little bit up for general development, we're going to actually Rev and Hadoop is also going to share this with us and do some integration with OpenStack as well. And then externally, Red Hat has donated subscriptions for Red Hat Enterprise Linux to a project called TriStack.org. And TriStack.org is a public cloud, OpenStack cloud, that anyone can go and get an account and log into. And there's some restrictions on how long the instances and such can run, but it's a place where anyone can go and log into the dashboard or use the API and interact with OpenStack. And there's some people that develop against this. There's some people that just go in and test and kind of try out TriStack and OpenStack and kind of see what it's all about. And so another responsibility of my team is to keep this cluster up to date and make sure that it's running. It's not a very large cluster. It has about 15 or 18 nodes in it, I think. And but we're in the middle right now of upgrading it to Havana, so it's keeping relatively up to date with the current release of OpenStack that's out right now. Related specifically to OpenStack development, my role is more integrations development than actual software coding. I spend a lot of time taking components of OpenStack and integrating them in with high availability and load balancing solutions. So I spend a lot of time working with Pacemaker and HAProxy and making sure that the different parts of OpenStack are able to be, what recipes we need to make OpenStack highly available for the end user. And then I also spend time writing puppet code, so we have a collection of puppet code that helps deploy that, and then the work that I do there and the documentation that I do there ends up being folded into what's passed to the reference architecture team so that the customers that Red Hat has that want to follow supported reference architectures are able to then take those docs and deploy using the reference architecture that we supply to our customers for related to what I'm doing specifically, the high availability and load balancing solutions for their deployments.